Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The American War on Election Corruption, The Crusade to Restore Trust in Voting, is a political and investigative book by Seth Keschel that argues the United States has serious structural problems in how elections are administered and trusted. Keschel writes as a former military intelligence officer and election analyst, and the book reflects his data-driven style rather than a conventional memoir or campaign tract. Its purpose is to connect historical corruption, modern voting procedures, and voter registration practices into one argument about why election integrity has become a national flashpoint. The book is aimed at readers who already suspect something is wrong with the system, but want a framework for understanding how vulnerabilities can arise and why they matter. It also presents Keschel's broader reform agenda, including same-day in-person voting, paper ballots, and tighter scrutiny of voter rolls, as part of what he sees as a path back to public confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a data-centered case that election systems are vulnerable to manipulation. The book's core contribution is its attempt to turn election integrity from a slogan into a data problem. Keschel approaches the subject as an analyst, using voter registration trends, precinct-level comparisons, and turnout patterns to argue that official narratives often fail to match observable data. That matters because the book is not simply claiming that elections are flawed in a general sense. It is trying to identify where the process becomes vulnerable and how those vulnerabilities can accumulate. In this framework, corruption is not limited to dramatic ballot theft. It can also emerge through administrative drift, weak verification procedures, and systems that are difficult for ordinary citizens to audit. This makes the book distinct from purely ideological commentary. It treats election integrity as something that should be testable, measurable, and reviewable, even if readers disagree with the conclusions drawn from Thievedance. Secondly, electoral dysfunction as a framing device for electoral abnormality. One of the book's most recognizable ideas is Keschel's term, electoral dysfunction, which serves as a shorthand for the gap he sees between expected voting behavior and reported outcomes. The phrase is more than a slogan. It is a rhetorical tool that helps organize the book's argument around anomalies rather than isolated claims. By giving a name to that perceived disconnect, Keschel makes his broader case more accessible to readers who may not be trained in statistics or election administration. The term also signals that the book is not focused on a single disputed election, but on a recurring pattern that he believes appears across jurisdictions and cycles. That framing is important because it shifts the discussion away from partisan outrage and towards structural diagnosis. Whether readers accept the premise or not, the concept helps the book create a consistent lens for interpreting voter rolls, turnout spikes, and results that seem inconsistent with demographic or historical baselines. Thirdly, voter registration anomalies and administrative weak points. A major practical focus of the book is the condition of voter rolls and the kinds of irregularities that can undermine confidence in them. The discussion includes duplicate registrations, outdated registrations, registrations tied to vacant properties or implausible addresses, and records that appear inconsistent with a voter's current residency. These examples matter because they move the debate from abstract suspicion to specific administrative failures that can be checked, cleaned, or corrected. The book suggests that if rolls are inaccurate, then every later step in the election process becomes harder to trust, including ballot distribution, turnout calculations, and post-election analysis. It also implies that large-scale registration systems are only as reliable as the maintenance practices behind them. This topic is especially important because it addresses a point often ignored in public debate, even if fraud is hard to prove case by case. Weak registration hygiene can still create the conditions for disputes, errors, and manipulation. The book uses these anomalies to argue that reform must begin long before Election Day. Fourthly, reform through simplicity, physical ballots, and tighter process control. Keschel presents election reform as a matter of reducing complexity and restoring direct verification. His 10 points to true election integrity emphasize same-day voting, in-person voting, paper ballots, and aggressive scrutiny of voter rolls. The logic behind this approach is straightforward: the more steps that rely on remote systems, automated updates, or opaque procedures, the harder it becomes for citizens to see and trust the process. The book therefore treats administrative simplicity as a safeguard, not an inconvenience. This is one of its most concrete dimensions because it does not merely identify problems. It proposes a design philosophy for elections that prioritizes transparency over convenience. Readers encounter a consistent argument that the modern electoral system has expanded in ways that may be efficient on paper, but fragile in practice. By contrast, a process built around physical ballots and same-day verification is presented as easier to audit and harder to distort. This makes the reform agenda a central organizing principle of the book rather than a concluding afterthought. Lastly, an argument aimed at activists, officials, and skeptical citizens. The book is positioned less as a technical manual and more as a persuasive tool for readers who want to understand election integrity without having to start from scratch. It is designed for ordinary citizens, grassroots reformers, and policymakers who may be frustrated by dismissive claims that there is no evidence to examine. That audience focus shapes the book's structure. It seeks to arm readers with language, examples, and a conceptual framework they can use in conversations about reform. At the same time, the book's endorsements and public reception place it firmly within a broader conservative election integrity movement, which gives it a visible political identity. What distinguishes it from many similar books is the combination of an analytical posture and activist purpose. It is not only describing a controversy, it is trying to build a case that readers can carry into civic and political action. That dual role makes the book especially relevant to people who want both an explanation of the problem and a vocabulary for arguing that the system should be changed. In conclusion, this book will be most useful to readers interested in election administration, voter role maintenance, political reform, and the data arguments surrounding post-2020 election distrust. It is especially suited to people who want a structured critique of current voting systems rather than a general partisan commentary. Readers who already follow election integrity debates will find it useful as a consolidation of Keschel's public analysis into a single, more accessible narrative. For skeptics, the book offers a clear picture of how he interprets registration data, turnout patterns, and procedural vulnerabilities, even if they do not accept every conclusion. Its main practical benefit is that it supplies a framework for thinking about election systems as processes that can be audited, simplified, and improved. Its intellectual value lies in the way it connects historical corruption, administrative weakness, and modern voting technology into one coherent argument. Compared with many books in the same genre, it stands out because it is built around a specific reform agenda and a data-driven identity, rather than relying mainly on outrage or rhetoric. That combination gives it a clearer institutional focus and a more defined purpose. If you would like to support Seth Keschel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.